With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A gag order against former President Trump has been expanded by the judge presiding over Mr. Trump's pending New York criminal trial. The order now also covers court officers' relatives. $175 million bond posted by the former president. It blocks New York State from seizing his assets pending an appeal of the civil fraud judgment against him. The Israeli military says it's investigating reports that one of its Gaza airstrikes went terribly wrong.
An aid group says an Israeli strike that hit its workers in Gaza killed at least six international aid workers and their Palestinian driver. The World Central Kitchen, the food charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, said early Tuesday that the seven killed include citizens from Australia, Poland, the UK, and a US-Canada dual citizen. It adds the workers were in the process of delivering desperately needed food aid that had arrived by sea on Monday when they were struck late that evening. Israel has said it's investigating the incident. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran vowing retaliation for what it claims was an Israeli airstrike. It killed a top Iranian general in Syria. Also at SRNNews.com, crews making progress in debris removal. The site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse, Maryland Governor Wes Moore says big section of the fallen Key Bridge has been removed from the water.
The entire operation took 10 hours, and in that time, they were able to cut and lift a 200-ton span of the bridge.
They've also opened a temporary channel for vessels involved in the disaster response. Work is underway to open more channels around the wreckage at the gateway to the port of Baltimore. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 133 points. NASDAQ futures off 43. This is SRN News. An Oregon church wins a court battle.
A federal judge has ruled that the city of Brookings cannot bar St. Timothy's Episcopal Church from feeding homeless people. The city council had passed a new zoning ordinance that would have barred the congregation from handing out food more than 2 days per week. The judge ruled that the law violates St. Timothy's First Amendment rights. The church has been feeding people for 15 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new lawsuit is challenging some of Ohio's abortion laws now that voters have enshrined the procedure in the state constitution. The American Civil Liberties Union and Planned Parenthood argue that it's now unconstitutional to require mandatory waiting periods and multiple in-person informational appointments to receive an abortion. Ohio is one of four states that have amended their constitutions to enshrine abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The lawsuit has been filed on behalf of several abortion clinics. This is SRN News. Bird flu, it's not just for the birds.
Texas health officials say a patient is being treated for the bird flu after coming in contact with cows, which are now known to be susceptible to the avian flu virus. The patient's only reported symptom was eye redness. Federal health officials say this is the first known instance anywhere in the world of a person catching this version of bird flu from a mammal. Last month, officials confirmed bird flu infections among cows in Michigan, Kansas, and Texas. One expert's calling this an unexpected and problematic twist. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former President Trump will continue hammering President Biden over his open border policies during a visit to two pivotal Midwestern states could determine the outcome of the 2024 election. Today, Mr. Trump visits Michigan. He'll also pay a visit to Wisconsin. More details, SRNNews.com.